I'm going to talk about combining two different methods of pest control. They actually work better together because one helps manage resistance against the other. So the one with the resistance problem potentially is BT crops. Transgenic crops that produce insecticidal toxins. The main method in use at the moment for managing resistance is high dose and refuge. High dose means really high levels of toxins. So if there is a gene that happens to confer resistance, then an insect has to have two copies. It has to be homozygous to be good enough to survive. So if we only did that, we'd only have resistant insect left pretty quickly. So the refuge is to have an area of non-BT plants nearby where susceptible insects can live, a source of S alleles to dilute the R alleles that we're worried about. So if a few resistant insects survive in the BT crops, mostly they're going to mate with susceptible insects. Their offspring will be SR, and they won't be able to survive. The other method, the one that's going to help, is a variation on sterile insect technique. It's known as RIDDLE, release of insects with a dominant lethal. These are genetically sterile rather than done by irradiation, the traditional way. So instead of mass rearing and then irradiating, we have them mass reared with an antidote. You have to turn off the lethality of the gene, otherwise they don't breed very well. And then if you can release those RIDDLE males into the wild, if they mate with wild females, their offspring will inherit one copy of this lethal, dominant lethal gene and not survive. So in the same way as irradiation SIT, if you do that at high numbers for long enough, you can actually collapse the population. Because it's genetically engineered rather than random damage through radiation, we can actually tailor that. So my lab colleagues have come up with a version that is female lethal. So here, our RIDDLE male, if it mates with a wild female, their female offspring inherit one copy of the lethal and die. The male offspring inherit one copy, and maybe there's a small fitness cost, but they're basically unaffected. So they can pass on. They have that construct. Half of their daughters will die, half of their sons will pass it on. But it's not just those alleles that are being passed on. If we make sure that we release males that have two copies of the RIDDLE construct and two copies of susceptibility gene, then you can also push S alleles through the population that way, in theory. So we did some mathematical modeling, which I reported at this meeting last year, and we did actually find that you could significantly delay, sometimes reverse, resistance to BT crops with low levels of release, so not the kind of 10 to 1, 40 to 1 release ratios that you would see in a typical SIT eradication program or a suppression program, but more like sort of one insect per 10 in the wild. Low release ratios with rare recessive resistance could actually prevent the spread of resistance. That was what we found as our proof of principle. So I've now extended those models because I wanted to investigate a much wider set of circumstances and worry about some of those assumptions that we made. And the first obvious thing was we were looking at population genetics in those models, and we don't actually worry about the R allele itself. What we want to do is control the pest numbers. So we brought in some population dynamics, and these graphs, the top graph, well, they're both against time, if you like, insect generations across the bottom. The top graph is showing the frequency of the resistant allele, R. The bottom graph is showing population size on a log scale. So if I have just BT crops, no releases, you can see after a while, resistance, if it's going to, suddenly takes off very quickly and then spreads through the whole population. And as that happens, about the point it gets to a 0.5 allele frequency, when it becomes the major allele, the BT crops pretty much stop working. They're not doing their job anymore. And the population kind of turns a corner and takes off. So if we did a low level of RIDDLE release, these green lines, one RIDDLE male per two males in the wild, one nice thing about that female lethal is that when you take the antidote away, all you're left with is males. So it's really easy to do a male-only release, which is hard in most SIT programs. So if we release just RIDDLE males, one per two, that's enough to make the R allele go away to extinction. And the effect that has on the population means that it's not going to turn the corner, the resistance hasn't spread. And actually, you can see even before that happens, if the BT crops are still doing their job, but also the RIDDLE is killing females, so it reduces the population still further. So it acts in synergy with the BT crops, and this small release is always better than no release in these models for both the population size and the resistance allele. The other lines we have on there is someone said, well, if they're such low numbers, do they have to be GM insects? So we also modelled releasing a mixture of male and female wild insects. And again, they take the allele down to zero, and they do it faster because it's passed on through both sexes, this S allele, not just through the males. But if you look at the population, it's not actually doing as good a job as the riddle release. Indeed, to start with, because we're releasing some fertile females, not very many, but it does actually make the population worse. It's a bit more variable where wild type sort of sits in this hierarchy, because I can get situations where it does better if I have a release ratio that's just good enough, 1 per 5 here, for the wild type to control resistance, but not quite enough for riddle to work. You can see, albeit later than with no release, the riddle, once the 0.5 frequency is hit, then the population starts growing again. Whereas if the wild type manages to control the resistance, then it will keep it lower. And I can have a lower release ratio still, and I would have that turn the corner in the release, in the red lines as well. And it depends on the timing, whether they cross and who wins in the end, as it were. Another situation that I'd like to think about, after we saw reports in 2006 of actual crop damage in Puerto Rico on BT corn from armyworm, was to look at much more widespread resistance, not assume that it starts off rare. And here, riddle has a good advantage. Refuge, the best you can do is 100% refuge, i.e. take away all the BT crops. And then you go slowly getting rid of the R allele, depending on how much of a fitness cost there is for the resistant insects in the refuge. Whereas with riddle, you can go up from these very, very small release ratios much higher. So this is an example where, say, the allele frequency got to about 0.6, and it would go up to fixation with no releases. If you release at, I think we have 10 to 1 here and about a 15% refuge, it can take it down to zero. With a 20 or 25% refuge, it would get there much more quickly. I mean, 30 generations might not be quickly enough. But you have to get enough. So I did find situations in these models where if the release ratio and the refuge size together weren't enough, you could actually just reduce it to a lower but still scary level. Another area we're concerned about is where the high dose part of the strategy may not be true. We have some moderate dose pests. So some populations in Arkansas and North Carolina of Helicoverpa zea bollworm have already seemed to be increasing levels of resistance allele. No crop damage yet, it's not at that stage, but they look like there might be some trouble storing up for the future. These are relative fitness values. So for example, on zea, the SS insects, the susceptibles aren't all even being killed on BT plants. So you can see they're struggling to deal with it. And actually, the SR, the heterozygotes, are almost as fit on BT plants as the homozygotes are. So it's really quite dominant resistance, a long way from the recessive assumption that a lot of the papers, including our first one, actually take. Cotton bollworm, which is the old world version of the same insect, if you'd like to see it that way, they... Zea doesn't seem to have much in the way of fitness costs, but there are costs in the cotton bollworm, but they're not recessive either, which is another common assumption. So what we did was to run these models varying one of these fitness numbers, keep the actual data, and then just change for Zea, change how dominant the resistance is, and for Armiguera, we changed how dominant the fitness costs were to see what difference that made to the results. With the dominance of resistance, how long is it going to take before we hit that 0.5 frequency is a key question that everyone wants to know. On this graph, we have, across the bottom, releasing more and more riddle insects, so increasing the release ratio, and up the top, the time taken to hit that resistance event. And the darker, thicker lines are more dominant resistance. So the recessive line isn't on here, because actually it never makes it to 0.5 with these parameters. But you can see as dominant gets higher, it takes the resistance spreads more quickly. So that's bad news. And riddle release does slow it down. As we get to the right, the time is longer. But it's a much bigger effect for the less dominant resistance than it is for the really dominant. So the black line here is the actual data of Azir. So like other pest control methods, riddle is not so good at controlling dominant resistance. Another way of looking at this, we talked about being able to have a smaller refuge size to get the same level of resistance management with a low-level release. So when here comparing the release ratio with the minimum refuge you could get away with to never have it get to that 0.5. And you can see the recessive resistance, you have a big drop-off in the refuge size that's theoretically needed for a not very large release ratio, so 1 per 10, say. with the more dominant resistance, it's much harder, much less effect. Even if we catch it earlier at a lower release ratio, huge difference for recessive, not much difference for much more dominant values. In terms of the ultimate allele frequency, we get much the same story. At very low levels of dominance, recessive resistance, it's going down to zero eventually. And at higher levels, it's going to go up to a much higher equilibrium value. But we get these strange steps. So a little bit of difference can make a huge... It's like a big switch between going away or going to something high level. We get similar results with the dominance of costs. The more dominant the fitness cost, the better the refuge does by itself, because those SR insects aren't surviving very well. And so there's less riddle release can do to help, if you like. So in conclusion, yeah, these riddle releases can help BT crops do their job, but the effect varies in different scenarios. And so I see it more as a help in situations where maybe the cleanup, something's gone wrong and you need more boost to take it away, or where everything else struggles too, so we have to be careful with the more dominant, the moderate dose pests. And watch out for our estimates, because a little bit wrong, if you're close to a threshold, can make a big difference. And I'd like to thank my supervisors and the people who provided funding. Thank you.